Hi, I'm Gigi Gorgeous. I'm a YouTuber, model, actress, author, and host of Queerified, a new podcast I'm doing with my longest friend ever and BFF, Mimi. Come listen every week as we talk to special guests in the LGBTQIA+ community and some allies too.
This is a space that's safe for you. Please listen to and follow Queerified, available now for free on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With the rising threat of cybersecurity attacks, you need to ensure your business is fully protected. Data loss, ransomware attacks, and other breaches can disrupt your business and damage your reputation. Consolidated Communications Cloud Secure Service safeguards your business from these attacks by securing your network, data, and applications. We proactively monitor your security to prevent intrusions before they compromise your IT systems while protecting your staff in the office or when working remotely. Visit consolidatedcommunications.com/cloudsecure to protect your business.
All this sunshine is definitely good for a lot of things. Yeah, vitamin D after being inside for COVID all that time, but also for solar power and apparently for pollination. Mike Max has been joining me during this show, and I'm so happy to have you along for the ride. It's so fun to talk with you, Maxie, so thank you.
This is fun for me, too. It's easy when you get to, because I'm so used to just focusing on, you know, what do you got to do next? And now I kick back and say, George's got the weather, George's got cures for cash.
I got it. And I also have Pollinator Week. I got to be honest, this was a pitch that came across my desk, and I thought, you know what? I need to hear more about this. The company is called Conexus Energy. Its CEO is Greg Ritterbusch. He is joining us now to talk about this new sunflower solar facility. Greg, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, talk to us about, apparently, we here in Minnesota are very lucky. We have this new and innovative sunflower solar facility. What is it? What does it mean? Describe it to us.
So our members, are asking us constantly, can you be greener and can you do it at or less expensively than our electricity today? So there's that aspect of this array, plus there's the pollinator aspect of this array in that it is using ground where we plant pollinator plantings. And then I would say there's two other aspects of this that are quite, I would say, best practice, and I'll explain them briefly. And if you'd like to explore more, happy to. We like to say it practices made here, used here. So that means a lot of solar, you drive around or wind, and it's far away and use electric wires. And the communities that host the array aren't getting all the benefits. So what's new about this, it's in Princeton. It's being hosted in Princeton. The electricity is being used there. The cost benefits are there. The pollinator habitat is there. And the beekeepers will be invited to use it. So we have this practice of localizing the benefits. And from an equity standpoint, rather than those benefits going away for land rents and things like that, this special array is delivering all of its benefits to the Princeton area.
What does that all mean, though? I don't even get it. You set a solar panel up in so Princeton's going to have solar panels, and they're going to have different people that are powering themselves with solar. Is this a glass thing, an apparatus you buy? What is? How do you implement this?
So go back to the beginning, Greg. Explain exactly what this facility is, because we don't understand.
So this facility is divided in two places, and it looks just like a normal solar array. But what's different about it that you wouldn't notice driving down the street is it's single-axis tilting, so it wakes up in the morning looking at the sun, tracks the sun during the day, and closes out in the afternoon. So a bunch of panels moving extremely slowly. What's special about that is we get 30% more solar energy for the same amount of ground. And that solar energy is distributed to our customers in an area, so everyone is getting the benefit of it, as opposed to a single panel being owned by a consumer on a home or what have you. They're getting the cost benefits of us doing it at a bigger scale. And we're doing best practices in terms of technology. Another example on the technology side is, and you couldn't see it driving down the street, these panels are called bifacial, which means that they collect sun in both directions, the sun bouncing off the ground. So we end up with electricity from this array that's 35% cheaper than what we would purchase on the wholesale market for our consumers. So it is all of these benefits together that make it a best practice way of integrating solar into our communities here in the closer metro.
And I'm reading that your sunflower solar is 35% cheaper than the average price of electricity. So does that mean everybody in the Princeton area, even if they don't own a solar panel or have the, you know, pay into them, are getting benefits from this grid?
Yes. Just to be more precise, so every consumer that is a Kinexus member is getting the economic benefits through the membership of less costly electricity. And in fact, Kinexus customers for the last 4 years have not had a rate increase because this project's not the first of this kind of thing that we've done before. We're a pretty innovative utility, and we are doing these kinds of projects to save our entire customer base money, and this is the latest example.
Does it cost a lot, though, to get the infrastructure built? Is it like you got to build a furnace first before you can use this, or is the solar panels come with it? I mean, is it 35%? Do you lose some money when you switch over to solar because there's a big upfront cost?
We do not. So this is an addition to the grid, and I think you both know that there's a lot of wind and solar coming on the grid all the time as more conventional electricity is being shut down. So it's kind of the evolution of as the grid is greening. It's not something that happens overnight. It'll happen in small bites along the way. And so that's this particular one. We celebrate it for our members because it's just that next example of how to really do this right and to get benefits for all consumers rather than just a few.
And this isn't just about harnessing solar energy. It's my understanding, this is really interesting to me, these panels are, underneath the panels, you're growing prairie plants, and are you involved with honeybees at all? So tell me about what's happening under the plants that's helping the land. Or, I'm sorry, under the panels that's helping the land.
Sure, Dan, I'd be happy to. We discovered a couple of years ago now this idea, if you're going to put solar in and you just get that one benefit from using valuable land, what else can you do? And we had some help from organizations like Fresh Energy that said, you know, you could plant pollinator grass underneath instead of gravel, and you can help pollinators out. And we did that. And then it was the observation, well, why don't we allow apiaries or beekeepers to put their hives on our property, and they can take advantage of that being a pollinator-friendly area. And we did that. But what you just said is another thing that we're celebrating this week, is that this array is going to have commercially grown prairie seed, which is valuable, and it's the only one that we know of in the United States is taking that practice. So here's something kind of fun, if you imagine this with me. Most solar arrays are just fixed. Well, these can move. So when they're ready to harvest the seed, they'll move the panels vertical. Machines go through, harvest the seed, and then it goes back into normal production. Nowhere else do we believe that's occurring, and it's just another one of the aspects that we are excited about for this particular facility.
So
that is cool.
I mean, in 3 years, in 4 years, in 10 years, what do we look like in the Twin Cities in terms of solar?
You know, the grid will be made of a combination of things because no one form can generate power all the time, keep our lights on. But from a solar standpoint, I think we all noticed it was a little hot recently, and that's when solar really shines, if you let me say that, because...
We just did.
So when it's really hot, solar is a really good fit for avoiding peak, really high cost of electricity generated by other means. So in the Twin Cities, while you say, hey, we're not the desert Southwest, that's where solar belongs, it actually fits really well here. And then when you do technology like we are demonstrating, and there are others in the state already that are these single axis tracking that create more electricity, it's a good fit. But then also there's going to be wind. We have a lot of that in our region. There's of course natural gas peaking and a variety of other forms that you guys are certainly aware of. It's the combination together that's changing over time that will meet Twin Cities and Minnesotans' needs.
So are you saying, though, that this pollination thing has created quite a buzz? I'm sorry, I had to match
you. You're the worst. You're the worst. The worst. I love it, though.
It is Pollinator Week, and, you know, it's just really cool that a lot of times, you know, especially kids out there in homes are thinking, hey, let me plant a pollinator garden. And maybe that's a 6x12 garden in a home. Well, this one asset, the solar sunflower 1 and 2, is equivalent to 30,000 pollinator gardens at a home. So it takes a nice bite and does another big contribution from Minnesota to the pollinator problem.
Mm-hmm. And this is all happening in Princeton. Oh, stop it.
I'm sorry. I'll go now. I'll join you after the break.
The worst. Oh, my God. But Minnesotans should know this is all happening. This technology, these innovations are all happening right now in Princeton, Minnesota. We're using the sun and we're using the space under the panels. Greg Ritterbusch, CEO of Conexus Energy, thank you for this fun education. I'm glad to know this is happening and being innovated here in Minnesota.
Well, sure appreciate it being on today, Jordana and Mike. Thank you also.
You bet. Sweet deal.
We appreciate it.
With the rising threat of cybersecurity attacks, you need to ensure your business is fully protected. Data loss, ransomware attacks, and other breaches can disrupt your business and damage your reputation. Consolidated Communications Cloud Secure Service safeguards your business from these attacks by securing your network, data, and applications. We proactively monitor your security to prevent intrusions before they compromise your IT systems while protecting your staff in the office or when working remotely. Visit consolidatedcommunications.com/cloudsecure to protect your business.
The Classic Dad Podcast.
His advice was, don't get anyone pregnant. It will ruin your life. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Did I ruin his life?
The answer is yes.
And look at this. The great Sebastian Maniscalco on the Classic Dad Podcast.
My father came to my book signing and people were lined up and I was signing books and I was opening up the books and it was already signed. I go, what's going on? He's signing his own, my books.
The Classic Dad Podcast, an Odyssey original.